Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another show, to another insightful creation publication, ICP, the Voice of Inspiration. Today we're going to have a few words from a new and upcoming aspiring author. Come on. Arthur Muhammad, are you there? Are you there? Okay, she's on.
Are you able to hear me, sir?
Once again, we want to thank you. Yes, I hear you, yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, awesome.
Yes, it's fine. You know, we're very transparent and we're very practical, and we're going to dive right in so that the Lord can get the glory. I'm going to lead in prayer. Now, Jesus, we bless and praise your holy name, Master, because of who you are. Thank you, sir, for all that you have done, for you alone is worthy to be praised. We bless thy holy name, Master, even on this day, for the day you made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, sir, for life, health, and strength, and that more abundantly. Now, Jesus, we ask you to move accordingly. Let that which needs to be said spoken, let him administer to the hearers thereof. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
And how are you doing?
I am awesome.
Author?
How are you?
We are making it. I'm having technical difficulties, but nevertheless, we're here, and the Lord shall be praised. We had a little minor, some of the studio guests and some of the studio personnel getting everything together, but we're not going to dwell on that which has transpired, but we're going to jump right in. And a lot of people don't know about your book. I've read it, of course. I was inspired. And before we go anywhere, tell the readers and the listeners who you are and what's the name of the book you have written.
Okay, my name is Nastasia Muhammad, and I hail from Chicago, Illinois. I have written a book called This Tedious Journey.
All right, and what is it about, This Tedious Journey?
Well, it is just a testament of some of my own personal journeys, and it's an interaction journal for others to be able to participate in the journey that I take. So it's literally about the growth that I've experienced and getting to get closer with God and being able to just walk this thing out one day at a time. So it's a testament to how God works in, well, how he worked in my life and continued to working in my life. And I want to be able to share that with everyone else.
That's the beauty of not only writing, but the beauty of how he works. He allows us to go through various things, trials and tribulations, and as we go through these things, you know, in the process, sometimes we don't think that we can overcome this or we're going to get out, but then he brings us through and then gives us that hope and where we can share it. And that's one of the greatest things that I cherish with every author is the fact that you have the ability to share jewels of your faith with others. Now, if I picked up the book, and is there anything in particular that you feel will relate to? Of course, the entire book will relate, but is there nuggets in particular that you want to share right now?
Absolutely. I think that as mankind, we tend to kind of struggle with some of our own vices, and it can get in the way of our growth and what God is wanting to do in our lives. So this is me being transparent. I think it's necessary because as children of God, we're not transparent enough. And I think that people need to see that, yeah, we're human. We are human and we struggle and we make mistakes and God is still holding our hand. It doesn't make us any less of a child of God compared to anybody else. So I believe that this will be able to bridge the gap between Christians and any other individual who believes in anything different, that we're all, you know, on this journey together, whether it be any walk of life, we're all on this journey. And we can overcome even our own vices. So it's been a blessing definitely for me. And it's helped me to open my own eyes as I become transparent to everyone else about everything that I've personally struggled with.
Amen. That's one of the hardest things for a lot of people is, you know, to share what you've been through because pride links to individuals. Have the courage to share because I've been through various things and I've grown in my Christian walk to where it doesn't bother me to share those things. Now, when someone go through whatever the trial or tribulation is, whatever the circumstance is, and if they have a problem with sharing, it's because he or she have not overcame that particular thing. So,
absolutely.
I, again, for taking the step of faith, to share something, even if it's, and there's nothing large or small in God, but every experience we experience can help the next person. Now, is there a particular Bible verse that you use in writing of this book or when you're going through hardship or going through troubling times that encourages you?
I believe it's Isaiah 55:8-9, that his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. And once again, it just kind of ties into, you know, being our own vice. You know, sometimes we feel like we can do things on our own and we kind of have an idea of how God is going to work, or we kind of try and premeditate God's moves. And, you know, God is the all in all, so we can't necessarily try and chart his moves because we don't know, you know, what it is that he's going to do in our lives. So in essence, that scripture alone has taught me to let go of my own idea and concept and just to let God do what he needs to do in my life. So that scripture I held near and dear to because I'm a logical thinker and I tend to, you know, A to B to C to D all the way to Z. And when I feel like I don't have a plan, you know, I feel like I've lost control. And God has definitely taught me how to be able to relinquish that control to him and allow me to sit back and let him work in my life.
Amen. I agree everything you said. And that scripture is also one of my favorites. And he calls me to see it in the light of, regardless of how we're thinking, you know, we sometimes compartmentalize our situation and we sometimes people beat themselves up over their costly mistakes and feel as if God is thinking evil or God is getting ready to throw calamity your way. When the scripture says, he said, I know the thoughts that I think toward thee, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Expected in. So our expectation is wrapped up in him. And the pathway to that place can be a tedious journey. Now,
that it can be.
we all can say that we've been through some things because in order for you to realize what you've been through, then you got to be on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a trial that you experience that you can share the nuggets, not of the trial per se, but the nuggets or what you learned in that particular trial with the listener?
Well, I know that God has dealt with me in such a way. He's dealt with my faith. And I think that ultimately when it all boils down to it, you know, God is always testing and trying the faith. You know, we have to be responsible for what is given to us. And, you know, I go to church on a regular, I go to Bible study on a regular, but God has definitely taught me that the tools that he's given me that I have to be able to put into practice. And so my faith has always been something that I've struggled with, but for every situation that I go through, including some of the things that I share with in my book, it allows me to be able to open up about how, you know, how faith has worked in my life. Whether I've had a small measure or a major measure, it has definitely allowed me to put that exercise of faith into practice. And so I think that ultimately, even throughout my journey, my faith has grown in a way, such a way that God has really been close to me. And when I do have those questions and I do have those things that I'm concerned about, when I lay them before God, he allows me to understand that our relationship, even through my faith, has increased to a point where he answers me in right on time and instantly. So I am truly grateful for what God is doing in my life, even considering my faith.
Amen. And as you were elaborating, the scripture that kept rushing into my spirit is in Proverbs, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths." And the Lord showed me gave me an understanding even more so of that particular verse of scripture, that if you were to take the word trust, within the fibers of that word rests confidence. Now, confidence
Absolutely.
Is developed through experience. So you don't automatically trust someone. Like if someone saw me on the street, if they don't know me by name, and I tell them to, "I need you to get in the car with me and ride down this road," they don't trust me.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna be skeptical. And so as we trust in the Lord, then the more we spend time with him through various trials and circumstances, but the more we get to learn of his spirit, then it develops confidence to know that if he brought me through this, he can bring me through that. And the outcome of this confidence establishes a foundation of trust, because this whole journey, this tedious journey, this faith walk, is all based on trust. And the more and more we trust in him, the more and more he's able to do. Now, how did you start writing? Was it something you always wanted to do?
You know what, to be honest with you, writing was not in the plans. Not in the plans at all. I didn't see myself as an author. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even master writing in college. It was just something that I didn't feel like I possessed. It wasn't a skill that I possessed. But, you know, once again, my plans are not what, you know, God has planned. So I believe that at some point in my life, when I decided to write the book, it was clear direction from God. It wasn't something that I decided on my own. It was me being able to be in a place with God where I was resting and gaining restoration, and God just dropped in my spirit, write the book. And I knew if he gave me that direction, despite of my history with writing, I knew that God was up to something, and he'll use anybody, he'll use anything. And at that moment, I just wanted God to be able to use me and bring out whatever potential that I had inside me. So it wasn't a part of the plan, but when God gives instruction, I suggest you follow it. It's definitely suggested. So.
Wow, I felt as if you was reading my mind then, because I'm of the same vein. Writing is if you can trace me back in high school and even up to college, writing is not anything that I just, not saying that I couldn't do it, but I didn't apply myself, so I couldn't see. I wasn't going to write no book. I wasn't thinking about writing no book. I mean, I didn't want to read a whole lot of books if it wasn't related to
right,
food.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can relate to that. My mom had to make me read when I was young. It's crazy.
Yes. And I guess hate is a strong word. I dislike because I felt like I don't have time to sit here and read this entire book if it's not for a grade. But when God
right.
spoke to me and told me to write, then I knew, well, if he can speak to me based on my past and based on everything I did stuff that you don't do even when you're doing wrong. I did all of that, then some. And then for him to take something like that, then there has to be a purpose for not only my life, but anyone's life. So I can relate to you on that. Yes, I can.
But and, you know what? It's just a testament of how God works in our lives. And, you know, He, like I said, he can use anything and he can use anybody. And as long as we're susceptible and open to what the Spirit would have for us, I believe it's easier to carry out the vision when we understand that it's a greater purpose, even outside of ourselves. So I thank God for working on myself to be able to understand that, you know, growth is a necessity. And I think that had not been in the mind space that I was in, I would have ignored it and I never would have written a book. But, you know, God is consistently working on us, and I'm truly grateful for that.
Amen. Amen. And now the whole process of writing, did you have any doubts while you were writing, or was there a clear path of purpose pulling you?
It's strange because when I sat before God and I said, okay, God, I don't know where to start, honestly, because writing isn't my strong suit, so you have to literally take over. And God put me in a quiet place. At the time, I was actually going to a friend's house who didn't have a TV at the moment, didn't have radio, so the space was extremely quiet. And at that moment, that was where he decided to minister to me. And when I opened the laptop, the fingers just started typing. And before I knew it, I got through 5 pages a night. And then I got through another 5 pages another night. And when God stopped speaking, that's when I stopped writing. So I didn't pressure it. I just allowed the Holy Spirit to just lead my thoughts and lead me to say what was on my heart. And so, yeah, that's just how it came about.
Wait a minute. I feel like I'm listening to my whole process because I write, and once he stops, I stop because I don't pressure it.
And right.
Wow,
right.
I can relate to that as well. Now, you're in front of this crowd of people, and everyone in this crowd have your book. They've read it. You've been invited to speak before them. If you were given the microphone, what would be the last words of encouragement you would share?
Get to know our Heavenly Father. I think the relationship between God and man is so beautiful, and it can be even more beautiful when you become intimate with who He is. And I think that throughout this whole process, that has been my goal. Everything in it has changed because my ultimate goal was to be able to get to know God and to spend time with him and get into his presence. I didn't know that God loved me so much that he wanted to spend time with me, that he wanted to be able to commune with me and download certain things in me. And in those moments, as I was getting into the Spirit, I allowed God to make those changes in me that I couldn't make in myself. So, you know, we spend so much time trying to pressure ourselves into changing certain things about us. And, you know, we take it to God and sometimes we take it back, and God is saying, just spend time with me, just commune with me, just get to know me, and I will give you the tools necessary that you can be able to change along the way. And so that is what I would want everyone to know. Just get to know God. It is such a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yes. And after you say all that, you just have to leave then, because that's nothing else to say. You just put the microphone down.
And exit stage left, right?
Yes. Well, tell everyone where they can get your book, and tell them how to find you on social media, and so they can find you and get this book.
Awesome. You can look at my website at www.ttj.space. I'm actually building some content on there. I'm actually going to start doing some weekly blogs myself on that website. So some weekly journals, actually, not necessarily blogs, but journals. And you can also find my book on Amazon. You can also find it on Barnes & Noble, Kobo. And I believe you can look me up on Facebook. My name is Nastassia, Nastassia, Muhammad, Muhammad.
Wonderful, wonderful. My spirit is rejoicing. I'm in this office area, and I feel like I almost took off running, because it's one thing when you can have interviews with someone of like spirit. And
right,
as you were sharing, it wasn't hard for me to try to, okay, where is she going? But I could relate, and I was right there in the car with you going to the same destination. So it's a blessing when you meet authors who share that same passion. And we thank
Absolutely.
You for coming on the show. And we also will be bringing you back on the show. We're going to have it's going to be a day of inspiration. And we have 7 people that are going to be coming on back to back. And we want to bring you back on to share words of encouragement for the readers. We will get in contact with you. And because we feel this in our spirit, and when the Lord birthed this in us to do in this vein, it was not only to share our gift and that which he has endowed us with, but to also share the voice of his word, the voice of faith, the voice of encouragement, because so many people are going through various things, and when you can hear someone is going through or have been through, and then they're sharing it in books or CDs or et cetera, then it gives that individual hope. So we thank you for coming on, and we will have the link for Amazon, and we will put her website down in this. You'll see it at the bottom of this page. So for everyone to go and purchase this book, go and get your copy of this book. Now, before we leave,
yeah,
we want to close us out in prayer. No, you closing out in prayer. I'm not praying. You pray.
Well, definitely. I'm willing. Okay. All right. Well, Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to, first and foremost, speak your name, oh God. God, we thank you for purpose in our lives. We thank you for allowing the connection between us, oh God, so that you may ultimately get the glory. God, I thank you for every listener who tuned in on us. And God, I hope that something was said that was able to spark something in the individual, oh God. I pray that for every person who is listening, that you instill purpose. And if that individual is not aware of that purpose, then God, I pray that you reveal yourself to them and reveal their purpose. God, have your way in what's going on in all of our lives. And God, we will be so careful just to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, because you are worthy. We recognize that it is not us, oh God, that moves, and we have our own ability to move, but it is you who work things out. It is you who essentially put things together so that you can get the glory. So, God, we love you, and we'll continue to love you, and we'll continue to give you the praise. Thank you again, oh God, for all the blessings that you've given us and the ones that are on the way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank you very much for having me on this show. I do not take this opportunity lightly because I know that God is doing something awesome. And I am just extremely humbled. And I am so thankful for the opportunity that you've given me, Mr. Ware. And God bless you for what you're doing, putting people on display and giving them their moment to be able to share what God is doing in their lives. So I pray that, you know, God gives you the strength to carry on and to continue to be, you know, the bridge between what others are doing and what you're doing for the kingdom.
Amen, amen. Well, I don't have a choice. Well, we thank you all for joining this show, ICP, the Voice of Inspiration. We will share it, this link, on social media, of course, and we will tag various individuals in to listen to the broadcast. We were blessed today by this guest. And I don't say that like that. You know, it's one thing when you can minister or when you minister to others, but when someone can share things and it ignites a spark in you or it ignites or encourages you or you hear what you have experienced or going through and they have experienced it and going through it. So the Bible says iron sharpens iron. So we are thankful for this journey which the Lord has endowed us, and we're thankful for this tedious journey. Make sure you get your copy of the book. The link will be available on social media today. And to all the fathers out there, first of all, happy Father's Day. I guess if you want to bring the Lord down to a tangible manner, you can say Happy Father's Day to him, even though every day is Father's Day for him. But to all the fathers out there who are doing what you should do, Happy Father's Day and happy good day to everyone else.